Hello and welcome to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park's Virtual Keeper Talk. My name is Stephen, and in this talk we'll be learning about meerkats. Meerkats live in the Kalahari Desert and the Namib Desert, which are arid deserts with broad sandy plains covered with grasses and thorn scrub in southern Africa. Because they live in these conditions, they have to have many different adaptations to survive. One important feature is their fur, as it helps them to acclimatise to the various temperatures throughout the desert. During the day, these temperatures can reach up to 40 degrees centigrade, and at night they can be as low as minus 10 degrees, which highlights how important the meerkat fur has adapted to survive these harsh conditions. They have dark circles around the eyes to protect them from the sun's glare, as well as long, curved, sharp claws for digging, and closed ears to prevent dirt from getting in them. They also have what is known as a nictitating membrane around the eye, which acts as a third eyelid and is a clear shield to protect them from any dust from getting in. Meerkats live underground in burrows and will forage for food around these. These burrows have rooms similar to our homes, with areas allocated for babysitting among other things. They are omnivorous and will scavenge on anything they can find, from berries to small lizards and scorpions, as well as snakes. Foraging takes up 80% of their daily activity budget. They are a matriarchal society, with a female ultimately in charge. However, they are paired up with a male. Within the group are different job roles that need to be performed. There are sentries, babysitters and foragers. Group members will take it in turns to perform these tasks. Sentries will find higher ground near the group when they are foraging and will make an alarm call if predators are nearby. These alarm calls vary depending on the animal that is spotted. One call will be made for flying predators, one for land, and if there's one they could potentially mob and kill, such as snakes, then there's a third call. Meerkats have anti-venom within their blood that makes them immune to some snake venom, which means they're highly specialised in killing these animals. The main predators of meerkats are jackals, birds of prey, such as eagles and buzzards, as well as snakes. They have exceptional eyesight and can spot a bird of prey flying overhead a lot better than we can. They can breed all year round, however mainly choose to do so during the rainy season, which is between August and March, when food is abundant. Gestation is around 11 weeks and they will generally give birth to 2 to 5 offspring. They live around 10 years old in the wild and 15 years in captivity. They are not sexually dimorphic, which means we cannot tell them apart just by looking at them. However, here at the park, we have microchips implanted within them to differentiate between them. Now, meerkats are part of the mongoose family. And here at the park, we have 9 meerkats. A group of meerkats is known as a mob, clan or gang. Group sizes in the wild can vary from 3 to 30. However, with an abundance of food and territory, there could be 50 meerkats living within these groups. And that concludes our virtual meerkat talk. Thank you all for listening.